year in review of the big moments that have happened on Twitter. Adrian's been toiling away putting together, well, yeah, just one or two tweets that are rough guess, surely.
Millions, mate. Millions.
What, millions?
I've basically bloody read every tweet on the internet.
Since to, January 1, 2016.
Since January. Yeah, 2016, yeah.
Yeah, good.
So the world, it didn't, the year, I should say, didn't start off on a great, great note.
It did not.
No, January 10, we lost David Bowie. Very, very sad. It was, as classic Twitter, you get a lot of funny tweets about sad things. So yes. I thought I'd sort of try and bring some light to some sadder sort of situations.
Oh, please.
Tail says, Russia is the reason the McRib is only available for a limited time. Also, Putin killed David Bowie. So there you go.
Okay.
Holly says, I still find it absolutely devastating that David Bowie is gone. Such an influence on my life and the way I view things. I think that's a really nice way of summing it up.
That is a very nice way of summing it up.
Because he was someone that transcended just his music.
He was very much so. Yeah. God bless David Bowie. Played a track from him earlier. Love him to pieces.
Absolutely. Bye, now, David. February kicked off. We had Leo DiCaprio winning his first ever Oscar. This
really?
Was huge news on the internet. All the various memes, the photos, the funniness that came out of it. A lover says, the best moment in 2016 for me, Leonardo DiCaprio wins an Oscar.
That, yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you're so invested in that, Mr. Well, I lover.
I lover. Amani says, all the great movie speeches Leonardo DiCaprio has given and he wins an Oscar for the movie where he grunts half the time. Okay, Academy.
I really did feel like, well, you've waited. Here you go, son.
I didn't see the movie, but
I was warned not to.
Oh, really?
I was told it was basically just 2 hours where you're bored for most of it and then a bear arrives.
And it all kicks off. Adam says, this is a brilliant, brilliant tweet. Adam, my hat is off to you, sir. 20 years from now, they'll make a movie on how Leonardo DiCaprio never won an Oscar. Plot twist, the actor playing him wins an Oscar.
I'm sorry that movie was ruined by Leo winning an Oscar.
Oh, you certainly deserve one. You think of all the other work that he's done. It's incredible. April, again, we had another tragic loss. Prince, this time around, died in April. It was easily the biggest tweet of April and probably one of the biggest topics of the year.
You look Absolutely.
Through Twitter and there is just RIP Prince, which is for days and days and days and days.
Fun fact I learnt in the wake of Prince's death, apparently he loved popcorn.
Really?
No, this is just so weird, but he was a regular at a cinema not far from where he lived, and the manager has confirmed he personally would buy 3 tubs to eat all the way through. Prince, popcorn lover.
There you go. I think that says it on his tombstone there. For April, it was just RIP Prince everywhere, so, yeah. I mean, you get the idea there. For May, Harambe. This is where the whole Harambe thing kicked off. He was shot and killed in Cincinnati Zoo when a child fell in his little space there. It didn't take off immediately, but it did become easily the biggest meme of 2016 and just the jokes.
Absolutely.
You're over it?
Yeah. Look, I was never into it. I feel really bad. I mean, Cincinnati Zoo actually had to come out and say, could you please stop this? We might have been the people who actually looked after that gorilla and fed him and cared about him and then had to do one of the most awful things we could imagine.
Mm. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Didn't stop the internet, did it?
No, it did not stop the internet. In fact, there was a Harambe memorial at the Opera House last weekend as part of Binge Fest.
Binge Fest, yeah. Malik Obama, who's, I'm told, what, the half-brother of President Obama?
Anyway, I believe, maybe.
Anyway, he says, this is just a few hours ago as well, which is quite odd.
Just a few hours ago?
A few hours ago, so it's still going. It's still very much a thing. He says, did Harambe die for our sins?
No. I can answer that. No.
Danny says, and this is something you might feel aligned with, Nick. All I want for Christmas is Harambe jokes to be funny again.
I never found out that they were funny, but good on you, Danny. I mean,
one of the moments for me was at the American Golf, when the crowd were just screaming Harambe whenever after the player would have a shot. He didn't. It was hilarious. Find that video. It's hilarious. Now this fella.
Oh, Martin.
Yeah. Let's not say his surname just because of who he is, but Martin, basically. I have a super serious software startup. This might also give away who he is. I have a super serious software startup, but my developers sneak Harambe into every chance they get. Should I start firing people or give them bonuses? Probably give them a bonus with all the money you've been stealing.
Yeah, fire yourself.
You may, at home, you may have worked out who that Martin is. Anyway, June. So June, again, continued the pattern, the very sad pattern of losing some of the good and the great. June saw Muhammad Ali. We lost him at the age of 74.
God, we did too.
Yeah. So it's a weird... On Wikipedia there, just looking through the list of events through 2016, sort of go, okay, cool, that happened, this happened, blah, blah, blah. Then the list of deaths, like celebrity deaths, is 2-3 times as long. It's just, yeah, incredible. Okay. I hate this part because I'm not emotional enough today. Actually, had forgot we had lost Muhammad Ali this year. RIP, the GOAT meaning greatest of all time. Daniel says, RIP Muhammad Ali, the greatest, and says, Spotty, hashtag Spotty, that is sportsperson of the year.
Okay, there you are. Good. Thank you, because I would not have actually understood either of those. I'm very bad at hashtags.
Howard says, it's hard to believe that this is the same year that Muhammad Ali died. Seems like a decade ago, given everything else that's taken place.
It's a really good point. I had actually completely forgotten this year.
And I mean, I was just reading through Gene Wilder, all these people, just these amazing, amazing people. You sort of grow up and think you're going to live forever. July, that's when we all lined up and voted.
Yes.
And then we picked up our sausage sangers afterwards.
We did, mate.
Democracy sausage became Australia's word of 2016. Also, let's not forget Bill Shorten. Do you remember the fight at the famous fight?
Yeah,
eating it sideways.
Yeah, look, that was pretty weird. But let's just remind ourselves that Tony Abbott ate a raw onion with the skin on.
Yes. I mean, they're an odd bunch.
They
these
are
politicians,
an odd bunch.
Mate.
Canberra.
Yeah. Uber Facts says Australia's word of 2016 is democracy sausage. An actual sausage that is served on polls, at the polls on election day.
I wish it was served on polls. That would be quite amazing.
Imagine you sort of
balancing a democracy sausage on a poll after coming out on the polls.
I was thinking it was actually on the cardboard little booth that you go to.
It's sitting there waiting for you. Either works for me.
The sauces are there. There's sauce all over the ballot papers. A favourite of ours here on the Breakfast Show, John Johnson. Jeez, what? I'm not doing good today. Anyway, Democracy Sausage is named Word of the Year, completing its journey from beloved cultural oddity to tired corporate gimmick.
Very true, sadly. Mm. Very true.
Stephen needs to cheer up. But Stephen says, and with the crowning of Democracy Sausage, we're all confirmed as a nation of infantile morons.
Thank you, Mr. Grumpy Stephen.
Stephen seems like the type of bloke who'd sort of win lotto and then complain about having to go pick up the money. August, we had the Olympics kickoff in Rio. One of the good news stories of the year. Millions upon millions of tweets there as well. A lot of feature that photo. Remember that photo of Usain Bolt crossing the finishing line with the big
amazing
grin on his face with everyone else really struggling to keep up with him.
Not behind. Even anywhere near him.
Taken by an Australian photographer, Cameron Spencer. So
really good point.
Very interesting. Just a tweet that was from December 13. Okay, let's keep this in mind. December 13. We're talking about August, the Olympics. Jihu says, currently watching the Rio de Janeiro 2016 Olympic opening ceremony. A bit late to the party there.
Late to the party. Don't forget, Rio also gave us Ryan Lochte.
And that whole saga that I was kidnapped and...
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that show. Okay, then we had September. So after the Olympics, we had the Paralympics kicking off in Rio. The Australian team did extremely well.
So good.
Yeah, finished 5th overall on the medal tally.
Absolute champions.
So many good stories coming out of that. And I know myself, I've interviewed actually a few Paralympians as well on part of 2SER, so jump on the website, have a look. October saw the Cronulla Sharks win their first ever NRL premiership in their 50-year history. This sort of featured a year in sporting miracles, which we also had Leicester City winning the English Premier League, Cleveland coming back from 3-1 down in the NBA Finals to win, Chicago Cubs winning their first baseball World Series in 108 years. There were so many. So there was some good stuff that happened this year, guys. Don't be down too much. And then it's all squashed in November when probably the biggest news story of the year, the endless, 18 months or something, was it? The presidential campaign?
18 years, I think.
Crazy. As we all know now, billionaire businessman Trump got the votes, much to the world's chagrin. Again, Malik Obama said they nailed him to the cross, hung him up to dry, and pounded him to the ground. But Mr. Trump showed them he's tough as nails. Wow. So that's an Obama sort of favour of...
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it's a bit weird.
All right.
Joe Heenan says, some lighter ones here, eh? Joe Heenan says, just woke up my children and told them that Santa's dead. This is going from the day that Trump got the votes. Don't see why I should be the only one hearing terrible news this morning.
Thank you, Joe. That's good. Yeah.
And under the account, college student says, Donald Trump is a reminder that you should just apply for that job you want, even if you don't have the experience. Now, Nick, that brings us to the current day, to December.
Oh, yeah.
There's something happening at the moment that's a bit weird on Twitter. And you'll see, particularly the younger people. How old do I sound right now? But the younger people commenting this just on anything.
All right.
And it's om telo let om.
Okay.
They'll just comment that on people's things, like just
that's
for no reason.
Nearly a palindrome, but
it
not almost, quite.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, so what's it mean? It's Indonesian, and it's basically the thing that started there with people holding up signs that read that. It translates to sir, horn noise, sir.
Is that so making people honk their horn?
Yeah, and then these trucks, apparently all the trucks in Indonesia have got quite colourful, amazing sounding horns, and these have been sampled and used in dance songs. It's crazy. This is the internet. So this is this thing that's kicking off. So at Christmas Day, if you've got sort of a younger, you might have a child or a niece, nephew, whatever it might be, and they're talking about this, you know what they're talking about now.
All right, I feel much better about myself.
Yeah, and that basically wraps up the year on Twitter.
When I was a kid and we'd do road trips, it was kind of de rigueur.
The classic this.
The classic, we're making hand movements, which doesn't work, but grabbing the chain and pulling down.
As if it was some sort of air horn, but in actual fact, it was still on the...
Oh, no, not when I was young. Oh, that was still definitely air horns. But you'd get a truck driver to honk. It was really exciting. Yeah. It was amazing.
On the
if
back
I'd
of the
thought
bus
of ever saying, sir, horn noise, sir, that would have been far more polite than just fist waving at a truck driver and hoping for the best.
There you are.
Well, thank you very much. What a year of Twitter.
Yeah, that wraps it up.
That's it. We can just put a pin in it now. It's all over. Please, nothing else happen in 2016.